AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking the Supreme Court to weigh in on whether Donald Trump can be prosecuted over attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A federal judge this month rejected claims by Trump's lawyers that, as an ex-president, he's immune from federal prosecution. His trial is set for March. Trump has signaled he will ask a federal appeals panel to reverse that ruling. Smith, in turn, is looking to bypass that court and wants the high court to rule quickly. That reflects his desire to keep the case on track and avoid delays that could push the trial until after next year's election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
He meets tomorrow with President Biden at the White House and will go to Capitol Hill. Today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to military officers at the National Defense University.
If there's anyone inspired by unresolved issues on Capitol Hill is just Putin and his sick clique.
The request in Congress for more aid in Ukraine is caught up in a debate over funding for border security and immigration. Marvin Haynes was released from prison today in Minnesota. He was sent to prison for the 2004 killing of a man in a Minneapolis flower shop. A judge ruled the eyewitness evidence on which his conviction rested was unreliable. Poland's parliament elected centrist party leader Donald Tusk as prime minister. A 52-foot-long dead fin whale washed up on a San Diego beach. Officials say there's no obvious sign of a cause of death. A court in Romania rejected a request by influencer Andrew Tate to return assets that were seized during investigations into the case in which he is charged with human trafficking, rape, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. This is AP News. Barbie leads the Golden Globe movie nominations with 9. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Hi, Barbie!
Hi, Ken!
Barbie is up for Best Comedy Movie Drama, as well as acting nominations for Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling and 3 of its original songs. Oppenheimer has 8, including movie drama and acting for Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., and Emily Blunt. Succession leads the nominations in TV categories with 9, including Best TV Drama. The Golden Globes had come under fire 2 years ago for ethical lapses and lack of diversity in its membership, problems that its leadership says have been corrected. The Golden Globes will air live on CBS on January 7th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Singers RM and V of the K-pop band BTS began their mandatory military duties under South Korean law a day before 2 bandmates, Jimin and Jungkook, were also expected to report to duty. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.